It's time to head into the barn. This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn. In the barn. Talking horse racing news, events, and a whole lot more. Here's your host, Jason Beam.
All right, everybody, and welcome into the barn, the Bet America Radio Network. I'm Jason Beam, and I'll be your host or your barn keeper or whatever you want to call me. But so here we are with a new venture, a new exciting thing we're doing here at BetAmerica.com. And give you a little bit of background. A couple months ago, we had this idea to start up a radio network that would focus on podcasting horse racing and maybe a different kind of light. You know, maybe a little different than just the average radio show that's available in the racing market now. And, you know, so of course, we'll bring you news and guests. And in fact, we'll be previewing the Oaklawn meet that gets underway Friday, January the 15th with Mary Rampolini from the Daily Racing Forum is going to be joining us. But I also want the show to be interactive and fun and entertaining and hopefully a little bit different. You know, I like to try all sorts of things. Be they, you know, jokes or skits. And, you know, one of my favorite things to do is do song parodies. And I'm going to do a song parody for you here in a little bit about the great Todd Pletcher. So we'll get to that here in a little bit. But first, a little bit about myself. If you don't know who I am, you probably don't. My name is Jason Beam. I was been in the thoroughbred industry for about 10 years professionally. I've been a track announcer at started at River Downs back in 2006 and then worked my way to Portland Meadows that same winter. And I was at Portland Meadows for 9 years and then went to Louisiana Downs for a little bit. And now I'm back living in my home in the Pacific Northwest and working for Bet America and excited to be doing this podcast show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But I've done a few other, you know, different jobs in racing. I worked in the media department at Emerald Downs. And, I'm an avid Twitter person. If you're a Twitter guy or gal, and you can follow me at Beamy Awards, BeamieAwards on Twitter. And you can always email us here, barn@betamerica.com, and we'll get to some of the reasons why you'd want to contact the show. But that's just a little bit of my background. I've hosted radio shows called The Winning Ticket in Portland for years. I had my own podcast, The Jason Beam Show, for a while, and now we're doing the show here at betamerica.com. I'm really excited. The team here at Bet America has just been awesome so far. I'm really excited to do this show. We're going to do a couple other very cool things, and most of it will be found at the Bet America Extra page. Just go to betamerica.com/extra, and you'll be able to find not only the radio and podcast stuff that we're going to do. We're going to do some video streaming, blog articles, much, much more. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff going on here in the coming days, weeks, months, and years at betamerica.com. But another thing I want to do with the show is feature you, the Bet America player and the horse player. I want to hear about betting successes. I want to hear about bad beats. You know, a lot of people at the track, they don't want to hear about your bad beats. I love hearing about bad beats because I've had enough of them to, you know, for a lifetime. We want to talk a lot about tournament strategies because we're going to be covering a lot of tournament stuff. Bet America has some awesome tournaments that are going on and are coming up, and we're going to talk especially a lot about the Friday Night Horse Player World Series qualifiers. That are coming up. Handicapping tournaments have grown in such popularity, and Bet America offers a ton of great tournaments. And one tournament we want to give that special attention to is that Friday night qualifier for the Horse Player World Series. It started last Friday night, and it will go every Friday night through February 26th. But the contest, it's $25 for an entry fee. But if you bet $200, there's a little promo. If you bet $250 on Friday, Bet America will refund you that $25 entry fee for the qualifier. But just $25 gets you in, and it's a guaranteed to go tournament. There can be, I think there's up to 110 spots. But if three people sign up, which last week there was 55, so there's not going to be three. But if three people did sign up, then you know, one of them is going to the Horse Player World Series. It's a pretty cool tournament. It's going to cover racing from Turfway Park and Delta Downs this week. Did include Charlestown last week. They're having some track issues and canceled racing for Thursday. So we wanted to, you know, in case they canceled Friday, we didn't want folks to handicap for them and not have them be there. So just Turfway and Delta this weekend. The tournament starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. If you go to your Bet America tournament page, you can get signed up for that tournament. I think last week it was 55 or so players in, and Kevin Perow, who was able to come out as the winner, won a great gift pack, and they're giving away this gift pack every week through February 28th. And it includes A, entry into the Horse Player World Series, racing forms, round-trip airfare, four nights lodging at the Orleans Hotel, breakfast and lunches on contest days, racing forms, and an Orleans welcome gift. The Horse Player World Series is advertising $1 million record payout this year, or at least $1 million. So it's going to be a huge event taking place in Las Vegas, March 31st through April 2nd. So the qualifying tournament's again coming up Friday nights, 7:30 Eastern, and this week going to cover races from Turfway Park and Delta Downs. So in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Mary Rampolini from the Daily Racing Form, who's the Mid-South correspondent. Mary covers a ton of tracks. She covers Lone Star Park, I know. I think she covers a number of the Texas tracks, Sam Houston. She covers the Louisiana tracks, at least the northern ones, in Delta Downs, Louisiana Downs, and I think Evangeline as well. And also one of her big meets she covers is Oaklawn, and that's what we want to talk to her about. If you've never been to Oaklawn Park, I cannot tell you to go enough. It's really one of the coolest experiences in racing. I've been to a ton of tracks, probably 70% of the ones in the country here, I think. And I should do the actual math on it. But Oaklawn is just one of the cooler experiences you'll ever have. It's you come into town. Hot Springs is not a big town, maybe 50,000 people. But you come into town off the freeway, and you're on Main Street, and there's like Subway and Pizza Hut and Little Ma and Pa shops everywhere. And then right in the middle, there's a track. And it's this old kind of, you know, classic-looking grandstand, but it's really well kept up, and it just has an amazing feel to it. You know, the infield's pretty, but it's just such a great place to watch racing. The whole city, community, and area gets behind racing at Oaklawn. You can go there on a Thursday, and there'll be 8,000 or 10,000 people there. And you go there on a big weekend, and there's going to be 50,000. You know, Arkansas Derby weekend obviously is the big daddy of that, and it's their closing day in April. But I'm really excited to talk with Mary about the Oaklawn Park meet and a little bit about her background. I always try in interviews to kind of get behind the people who we're talking to, not just hear stats about Oaklawn and trainers, but get to know a little bit more about Mary and about racing at Oaklawn Park. And real excited to have her join us here in a couple of minutes. So before we do that, I wanted to have a little fun and play a little song parody that I worked on. By work on, I mean like one take, but I think sometimes that adds to the charm. But here's a song parody about the great Todd Pletcher to a classic Billy Joel song.
English Channel bluegrass cat, a daddy who was in the Scat Palace, Malice Flower Alley, even Uncle Mo. Rags to riches, spites town, Baffert won the Triple Crown, wait a while, octave, and even a shadow. Pletcher has the highest buyers. When they run at Gulfstream, they run off the screen. Pletcher has the highest buyers. Even when he slips, he still wins the Eclipse. Liam's map one on the lead grade. I had early speed any given Saturday at Apiero. Shanghai Bobby, Cowboy Cal, Limehouse and Reddy's Cal, Honey Rider, Carpe Diem, and Quality Road. Game face gemologist, Johnny G and Mission Wish, Princess of Sil, Mama Protonico, Escanuray, Starfish Bay, Derby Win was super safe, Verrazano, holy moly, Mendez, Gila, Micro Pony. Pletcher has the highest buyers. When they run Echo Stream, they run off the screen. Pletcher has the highest buyers. Even when he slips, he still wins the Eclipse.
All right, so a little fun there for you in our first podcast. Okay, we're just kind of doing an intro show here to get you to know who I am, what we're doing, and we're going to have tons of great stuff coming up for you in the coming days and weeks as we launch the Bet America Radio Network. And coming up next, we're pleased to welcome in our first guest from the Daily Racing Form and the Mid-South correspondent, Mary Rampolini, going to join us after this break. It's the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn.
This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn with Jason Beam.
All right, I'm back here on the Bet America Radio Network, and now joining us in the barn is the, I think it's Mid-South contributor. Is that your title, Mary Rampolini, with the Daily Racing Form?
Hi, Jason. Yes, that is my title. I am the Mid-South correspondent and handicapper for the Daily Racing Form.
So I was thinking about it because I've seen your name on tracks from, I think, like New Mexico to Louisiana to Texas to Arkansas to Oklahoma. Do you have the biggest, like, coverage space of any DRF reporter?
Well, there's a lot of market, that I do cover down here in the Mid-South, as we call it, the Southwest region. And you know what I think has happened, Jason, over the past several years is that we have seen a lot of slot machines and gaming move into this market, teaming with the tracks. So there's been a lot of growth here. There's been a stronger stakes programs, that type of thing to cover. So there's been definite growth in this market.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, and we're going to talk a lot about Oaklawn Park because obviously their opening day coming up on Friday. But I know you do cover some of the Texas market, and it's been kind of a tumultuous off season for Texas racing. What's going on down there? What's the latest news down in Texas?
Sure. Well, Texas Racing had like a government shutdown, a one-day shutdown in September, and that was due to the fact that some funding was not released to the Texas Racing Commission, the funding they operate from. And as such, you don't have a governing body. You can't have horse racing. So there was a temporary plan put in place that gave the commission that funding for 90 days. And a second temporary plan was reached, and that will take Texas Racing through February 29th. There is some legal maneuvering right now between some of the tracks and some of the horsemen's groups to try to get that funding fully released for the commission, and also to make sure that historical racing, which is really at the heart of the matter, mm-hmm. stays on the books in Texas. The commission had passed that, but a lot of the state's political leaders are challenging that. So that's kind of where Texas is at. Sam Houston opens Friday night. But they will get the bulk of their meet in before February 29th if there were to be a shutdown.
So February 29th is kind of the looming date.
That's the looming date. That's the last day that the funding runs through.
Okay, gotcha. Mary Rampolina from the Daily Racing Forum joining us here on the Bet America Radio Network. And I know you said you just got settled into Hot Springs, Arkansas. Is Hot Springs home base for you?
Yes, I will be based at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas through the end of the meet in April. And then I do live north of Dallas, so I stay in the Dallas area, which is a really great place to travel to the markets that you spoke of earlier. Dallas is a really good place to travel out of.
Yeah, when I was down at Shreveport at Louisiana Downs, I spent a lot of time in Dallas. I couldn't get over how big it was. It was just like the most never-ending metropolis of all time.
There's a lot of growth, and Houston is very big. Houston is bigger than Dallas.
Yeah, it was a different world living down there. But I'm having gone to Oaklawn a number of times, and when I was at Louisiana Downs, you know, it's only an hour or a couple hour drive up there. Hot Springs and Oaklawn are very special place, and they're not like a lot of racetracks anymore. What is it that makes that meet and that town so special with horse racing?
Well, that's a great question, Jason. There is a lot of tradition here. This will be the 112th season for Oaklawn Park. So generations of folks have grown up with racing. The racetrack's right in the middle of town. And then there's that history of all the good horses that have come through here through the years, but particularly the last 10 years. It's an opportunity to really see a three-year-old on the rise. And last year, that three-year-old we got to see was American Pharoah.
You know, I'm good friends with Frank Miramati, who just left Oaklawn Park. And, of course, Peter Aiello going to be taking over for him in the announcer's booth. But the press box up there at Oaklawn is a really cool little space, and it has a great view over the track. I mean, getting to watch horses like Smarty Jones and American Pharoah and Zenyatta, it's got to be a really cool place to work.
Oh, it is a privilege and an honor to be able to cover horses like that. Those are the kind of horses, you know, everyone wants to see. Everyone wants to know what's going on with them. And that, of course, makes my job exciting. Those are the kind of horses anybody in the industry gets up for every morning, because you never know what's going to happen with a horse like that. They can change your life in a moment as an owner, trainer, or jockey, that type of horse. And, yes, it is very exciting, and it is very much a privilege.
What's the biggest ovation you heard for a horse there?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to stall on that one. I don't know. That's a really good question. I will say...
Well, because when Zenyatta,
American Pharoah certainly got a lot of accolades.
Well, yeah, because when Zenyatta was there, she wasn't quite legendary status, right?
I think she enhanced it through her visits here over the years.
For sure. Mary Rampolini from the Daily Racing Forum joining us. And so when you go out in the mornings, you know, and beat around the barns, I know when I was at Portland Meadows, I always went to the backside and would do news and notes and stuff like that. And I always had like go-to barns that were where I either A, knew I was going to get good news, or B, knew I was going to get good gossip. Do you have places that you, your go-to spots on the backstretch at Oaklawn?
Well, there are a lot of quality trainers here on the backstretch, and you certainly, you know, have a lot of different areas that I go, different barns that I visit. Basically, a lot of it's looking ahead to upcoming stakes and following some of those good horses. It kind of depends on who has what in their barn. One fun stop is always the barn of Hall of Fame trainer Wayne Lucas. He is a great ambassador for racing, a great speaker about the sport. In the last few years, he's had some really nice horses in his barn in Will Take Charge and Take Charge Brandy. So that's a fun stop, and there's a lot of barns you can go to. Trainer Joe Petalino always has a house full of agents very early in the morning. He feeds everybody, has coffee going, has the form out for everybody. That's always a fun stop, and it's always nice and warm in his office.
has the gaming and the instant racing at Oaklawn, has that changed the atmosphere, you think, there at all? Certainly the building looks different when you pull up on Main Street there, but it still seems like it's just a racetrack first as opposed to a gaming place.
Yeah, I think it really is. It still remains that racetrack first mentality, as you mentioned, and I think a lot of that has to do with Oaklawn President Charles Sella. I mean, this is his track. It's a privately owned facility, and the direction of this track is to take that gaming money and really bolster purses in any way possible, and part of that is enhancing this three-year-old program that we have coming up this season. I mean, they kicked up the purse for the Rebel from $750,000 to $900,000 this March.
Doesn't Mr. Sella, like, live at the track or have a house, like, on the track or something like that?
He does have a home here on the track facilities, and he also is based up in St. Louis, Missouri. So,
oh, okay.
Yes, but he does have a home here, right on the track grounds.
Yeah, it's interesting because I remember you pull into town and you're driving down Main Street, and it's kind of weird because it is very much Main Street, and then the next thing you know, there's this huge racetrack there, and if you drive past it, like, the first driveway is his, right?
Yeah, no, and it's great. It's like you said, boom, when you come into town, there's the racetrack, and it's very exciting that it's right there. Yeah, all the action is right in front of you.
Yeah, it's a track unlike any I've ever been to in terms of the community, the way people are excited about it. I know Peter Aiello was just named the announcer. When Pete got the job, I thought to myself, I go, you know, he's the perfect guy because Pete's the kind of guy that's going to go downstairs after the races and have dinner and watch the next, you know, whatever simulcast tracks are going on and meet with the people. Because, like, the announcer job there, it's not just announcing. Like, you have to kind of be a community guy, right?
You're absolutely right. You are a celebrity in the community, in the case of the announcers here, and I believe Pete will be the fifth in the history, in the 112-year history of Oaklawn, so that kind of tells you what a great job it is when you get it, and yes, you are very much a popular voice. One of the voices of Arkansas when the announcer at Oaklawn.
When I went there last year, Frank Miramati and I and Angela Herman, who's an analyst at Canterbury, she was working in the photography office. We went out to dinner at an Italian place down there. You know, that's Frank's only option is Italian food. But we went out to dinner, and it was so funny. It was like he was the mayor. Like, we had three or four people stop by the table. You know, he was like the godfather. He was wearing a sweatsuit, which made it even better. But like, I mean, they were. It was like they had to come up and kiss the ring. It was really interesting, and I told him, I said, that doesn't happen at Portland Meadows.
No, Frank was definitely embraced by the market here, for sure. Definitely, and a great personality, as you well know. Frank brings a lot of energy and love for the sport, as do all announcers. I would say that the announcers, all of you announcers, are really good to the game and want to see the game succeed and bring a lot of strong emotion, you know.
Yeah, one thing I want to ask Pete about when I can get him on the show is Oaklawn has the smallest announcer's booth in the world. I mean, it's literally.
You know, I don't know if I can't compare. You can compare. That's very interesting.
Oh,
I never thought about that.
I mean, like Louisiana Downs, you had a couch and a desk and a, you know, everything. And like in there, it's a chair and a table and the window, and that's it.
That's an area I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's a tiny little place. Mary Rampolini from the Daily Racing Form joining us. Mary, how'd you get involved with the Daily Racing Form?
Well, I was very fortunate. I was a freelance writer in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, actually working for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram at the time Lone Star opened, and I was recommended to the Racing Form, who was looking looking for someone, and very, very blessed for the opportunity to write for the Forum. As someone who grew up in racing, that is the pinnacle. That is the publication. The Racing Forum has been an everyday part of my life as long as I could read.
Mary Rapolini from the DRF joining us at Oaklawn Park opening day coming up on Friday. Also, one thing about the upcoming season, I've seen the American Pharoah bobblehead dolls. How many people have called you and asked you to reserve them one of those?
Yeah, there's a little bit of action wanting those bobbleheads. I have gotten some response on those, and I guess when they're gone, and they probably will be gone on Monday very quickly.
Is this coming Monday, the MLK Day? Is that when they're doing the giveaway?
Yes, they are. They have the Smarty Jones Stakes, which is for 3-year-olds. It's kind of the first race in the 3-year-old series. And yes, they do race Monday, Martin Luther King Day, and they have that bobble horse giveaway on that day. I think you make a $2 donation to the racetrack chaplaincy, and you get your little American Pharoah toy.
Mary Rampolini from the DRF joining us, talking some Oaklawn Park. And, you know, Oaklawn's kind of a meet I think a lot of people do point to. As a handicapper, are there shippers from certain tracks, or are there certain barns that you look for to have early success in the meet, or do you kind of lay back a little bit and wait to see how the meet develops a little bit?
Well, that's a good question. It is a difficult meet to handicap in a lot of ways, Jason, because you have so many different regions represented in the entry box. You have stables from back east. You have stables from around the Midwest. You have stables from the Southwest market. And, you know, how they all match up, how they handle the surface here, those are aspects you have to look at. I do find sometimes that horses from Remington Park in Oklahoma City often strike early in some of the races, and that might have somewhat to do with the fact that their race meet ended December 13th. They have a little recency on some of the horses that have been off. Mm-hmm. The Kentucky horses, of course, the Churchill Downs-type based horses, they bring a lot of class to the table. Those are horses you have to pay attention to in the entry box. And kind of a little trick I've learned is horses coming up from Delta Downs who might be shipping in, they tend to run very well here. That probably has to do with recency. And also, the Oaklawn surface can be a little more laboring early in the meet. They can't put as much water on the track when it's cold. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you know, those horses, they have a similar, with the sand-based track at Delta, sand-based track, more laboring track, it tends to translate well with those horses coming up from Vinton, Louisiana.
Are there, you know, the jockey colony there, it seems like they get a lot of big names coming in for the big races and stuff, but the couple of guys that were right at the top of the list last year weren't necessarily household names. Ricardo Santana's kind of becoming one, and Ramon Vasquez was second in the States. Do you look for them to kind of be the two main players again, or are there new riders coming in?
Well, I think both of them will do very well. Ramon is coming off the title at Remington Park, which he shared with C.J. McMahon. And Ricardo Santana Jr., of course, he's established himself here over the last few meets and has a lot of support from barns like trainer Steve Asmussen. Yes, they do look for them to do well. Corey Nakatani is coming in to ride this meet. Corey should do very well here. And, you know, it's kind of a bit of a hole for some of the trainers at race in my market because Cliff Berry has retired. He retired in December. So there'll be some shifts there for people to get in on some of his action. Maybe Alex Berzer will see some of those horses. Alex tends to ride very well here. And of course, Joe Rocco Jr. is here. So there's a lot of options in the jocks colony here. Calvin Burrell, of course, right off the bat, you know, this is a known, you know, Hall of Fame rider here at Oaklawn. This is Calvin Land, too.
One of the things I think is really cool about Oaklawn, too, is you have trainers that have been there for decades, and it does seem to be a place that attracts kind of the old school horseman, you know, kind of trainers. I mean, you had Bob Holtis there for decades on N.D. Wayne's been going there for a long time. Is there any new barns coming into Oaklawn this year?
Yes, I do have quite a bit of new influence, new barns coming in. According to Pat Pope, the racing secretary here at Oaklawn, there are about 20 new outfits that have come in for the new season, but they've also maintained what they've had in years past. Some of those new barns, you know, that are coming in have smaller divisions here, but there are a lot of new faces coming in.
Mary Rampoliti from the Daily Racing Forum joining us. So Oaklawn Park opening day on Friday, January the 15th. And the opening day feature, Mary, real quick, the Dixie Belle Stakes for three-year-old fillies, and obviously a big three-year-old filly division there over the last few years. We've seen some great horses like Rachel Alexander and such. I see Durango, the 2-1 morning line favorite, and she's a filly who hasn't done much of anything wrong with a couple of wins at Churchill Downs. Is she the one the race kind of goes through, you think?
I do like her a lot in here, Jason. I'm thinking, you know, she's a very quick filly, and I'm thinking she might be able to sit just off Alien Giant, who breaks to her inside, which would be a nice trip for this filly. Trainer Randy Morse is putting blinkers on off the win, which he received Stewart's permission to do, and he really likes how she's worked in that equipment and, you know, looks for a good effort from her. Said she's really a promising sort, and he's excited about her for owner Tom Durant.
Yeah, one of the things with Oaklawn is just big field size and great gambling opportunities, and so I think bettors are going to love this meet. It's always been one of my favorites because you do get some wacky horses that that can jump up and hit the board, don't you?
Yeah, as difficult as it's a handicap, it does pay off. Yeah, you bet. You bet. It does pay off often.
All right. Well, Mary Rampoliti, thank you so much for joining us here on the Bet America Radio Network, and have a great Oaklawn meet. We'll catch up with you soon.
Jason, thanks for having me.
All right. Mary Rampoliti from the Daily Race Forum. We'll be right back after the short timeout. The Bet America Radio Network, you're in the bar.
This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn with Jason Beam.
All right, so my thanks to Mary Rampoliti from the Daily Racing Forum for joining us. Again, Oaklawn Park opening up this Friday, January the 15th. Going to be a fantastic meet down there. Want to wish the best of luck to my buddy Peter Aiello, who's the new announcer there. Pete is an awesome dude, and I really want to get him on the show. He's a young guy. He's fired up, and I mean, this is just a really cool job for him because I think he's the perfect guy for it. So look forward to hearing his race calls and just look forward to a great meet. I mean, the field sizes are fantastic for opening weekend so far at Oaklawn Park, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I do want to thank everybody for listening into this premiere edition of the Bet America Radio Network. Again, we're going to be doing multiple shows per week. We'll have lots of great guests, interviews, content. We'll have a lot of fun in the meantime, but please email us, barn, B-A-R-N, at betamerica.com. Again, I want to hear your big wins, your bad beats. If you got suggestions on guests you want to hear, if you got comments, concerns, if you got tournament strategies, whatever you got, email me, barn at betamerica.com. And look forward to talking to you guys next time. For all of us at betamerica.com, I'm Jason Beam, and we'll see you next time here in the barn.